guys in the room, any of those tech bros, and I'll show you the testosterone, ego-driven idiots who are creating their own superiors. AI with an intelligence so far beyond their meager IQs as they are to earthworms. That's how smart these yahoos are. The betting here among vulture capitalists is that AI will be the savior of mankind, and the tech boys will keep control past singularity. Might be why earthworms stay underground, to keep from being squashed. I spoke to a pseudo-human today on the phone who called itself Pixie, ready to help me with my new dryers problem. Spoke better English than most of the real people on these sorts of calls, took down all the pertinent information to cover our warranty, then connected me to Jordan, a live hominid who, truth be told, was hard to understand, but who finally scheduled a service call. Pixie told me right up front she was an android. Another few months, a year maybe, nobody would tell the difference. Why bring it up? And you can bet your cryptos, Jordan will be unemployed. The future isn't already here. It's roared past. AI is ubiquitous already. It's on our personal gizmos, in our offices, at work in our factories. Better believe the military is all in. The genie is out of the flask, snaking into all aspects of us humans' lives. Even if we wanted to, there's no slowing the exponential growth of this infant alien, designed by coders and engineers, the MUS and the Silicon Valley crew who assure us there's nothing to worry about. What? Me worry? I'm just a stupid primate content to live in the techno backwaters, strumming a banjo and scribbling warnings sent out on the tide in stoppered bottles. Why would I fear machines so advanced already that even their creators don't fully understand their thought processes? If they don't make the next generation of AI, the Chinese will. Or some other competitor will. Whatever this is, it's coming. Faster than anyone dreamed. Except maybe the androids. Give Musk his trillion. He's going to kill the kitten anyway.